The Trump administration is moving to block more services for those in this country illegally. Alexander Tin has that.
The Trump administration has taken a new step to stop undocumented immigrants from benefiting from an array of federally funded grant programs like Head Start and health centers, reversing a Clinton-era policy that had exempted several programs from using immigration status to determine eligibility. It follows an executive order by President Trump signed earlier this year aimed at curbing incentives for illegal immigration.
In Texas, searchers are still scouring areas to find victims from the catastrophic floods. Jonathan Lamb of the Kerrville Police Department.
It is a methodical search which ensures that every area in an area to be searched is covered and searched and that no stone is left unturned.
Reporter Karen Wong.
We are on day 7, and while officials have not outright come out and declared this a recovery mission, the last known survivor was found on Friday, 7 days ago, on the 4th of July.
The death toll is now at 121. New Mexico's Governor Lujan Grisham gave an update today on the recovery efforts after a deadly flash flood in Redoso.
It's a terrible, vicious cycle. We save lives. We respond to the emergency. 65 swift water rescues. Then we start to do the short-term recovery. And given that we're in monsoon season, this pattern repeats itself over and over again.
One of America's oldest cereal makers has been sold to an Italian company, Vicky Barker reports.
Get on the Kellogg's old brand wagon.
Kellogg's has been a staple of American breakfast tables since 1906. As American as apple pie.
Kinder Chocolate.
Now the Italian owners of Kinder Chocolates and Nutella, the Ferrero Group, have made a $3.1 billion offer for the company. The deal still has to be approved by shareholders. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher at this hour. The Dow up 276. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Tomorrow marks the start of Salmon-O-Rama at Festival Park, one of the largest fishing tournaments worldwide. It runs through next Sunday. The first day includes lines getting their first cast, plus live entertainment, food, and activities for the kids like the kids' pond. There will be fireworks tomorrow night. Flags across Wisconsin will be lowered to half-staff tomorrow in memory of Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder, who was killed while responding to a call June 26th. Officer Corder's funeral will be held at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield, followed by a 10-mile procession with officers from around the state. Sorry, kids. Racine Unified has posted supply lists for the upcoming school year. They say they're getting an earlier jump on detailing what students will need and what the district will provide. A decision on whether to dismiss the federal case against Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is expected in early August. A trial would be possible later this year if warranted. Dugan is accused of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid ICE arrest. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers dominated the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a night off after a dramatic 3-2 win over the Dodgers in extra innings, over 33,000 fans in the stands. Milwaukee with great pitching this week from Peralta, Mizorowski, and Jose Quintana. To complete the sweep, manager Pat Murphy.
Quintana just stepped up. He wasn't going to be outdone by anyone. Gave us 6 innings, 2 hits or something like that. And the whole bullpen with McGill, Uribe, Koenig, Anderson, Mears, Ashby.
The Brewers closer, Trevor McGill, found out he's headed to the All-Star game next week. I asked Dodgers manager Dave Roberts what he thought the Brewers are doing best.
It's a team that play defense really well. Offensively, they just create havoc. They steal, they bunt, they hit and run, they don't strike out much. You know, there's going to be balls in play. Pat does a good job with the roster as far as trying to maximize and create offense, you know, with that ball club.
That's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
And storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening, and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too, and the rain won't quit. Coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Scene's home for local news and timeless hits with the Beatles on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. We've got a great show for you this afternoon. Thanks for being with us. A little bit later, we're going to talk about video production in Racine. That should be interesting. And in the 5 o'clock hour, it's another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we're going to feature the class of 1965. It's all coming up on today's show on WRJN.
What do you feel? Over at 10.
would need you so.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
Smoking, but scared me half to death.
Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Brewers had another win over the Dodgers yesterday, and no game today. Back in action again tomorrow night against the Nationals. Brewers baseball, you can hear that all season long here on WRJN, and it's brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. Again, Brewers off today, back in action tomorrow.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been all about making mouth-watering pizza. Now back from a well-earned summer break, they're recharged and ready to serve up all your favorites. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and sandwiches that make summer special. July's pizza of the month is here, the Chicken Bacon Ranch, featuring a creamy ranch base, tender all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, and melted mozzarella. This pizza is a true summer sensation. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Dream.
It's the Everly Brothers, and All I Have to Do is Dream on WRJN. According to Billboard magazine, that song took just 15 minutes to write. You'd never know it.
Oh,
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And before Elvis, before the Beatles, there was Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, and more. And Lou Regani brings them all to life Sunday mornings, 7 till noon, with Music of the Stars. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Anglers will compete for a $50,000 grand prize as Salmonorama kicks off tomorrow at Festival Park. The opening day features the first casts, live music, food, and kids' activities like the fishing pond. Fireworks will light up the night to celebrate the contest's return. A full schedule is on the Salmonorama website. Racine County leaders voted overwhelmingly to denounce the racism faced by Milwaukee high school athletes at a Waterford track meet. It was a 17-2 vote this week. The May 7th incident involved repeated racist comments and behavior from students and adults, leading the Rufus King team to leave the event early. Both school districts have issued public apologies and have committed to promoting respect and safety for all students. You can go deeper online with that story today at racinecountyeye.com. The Style Police are calling. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin State Patrol's asking residents to participate in a nationwide contest to choose the best-looking cruiser. The contest is organized by the American Association of State Troopers, and the top 13 vote-getters will be featured in the organization's 2026 wall calendar. The Wisconsin State Patrol's entry this year features a cruiser parked in front of the last coal-fired steamship in the country, which is also a designated historical landmark. Voting for the best-looking cruiser contest can be completed online and will be open until 5 p.m. July 11.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Showers and storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too. And the rain won't quit. Coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Story out of China, more than 4 tons of recyclables were removed from an elderly couple's home. It took 12 hours for 20 workers to remove the piles collected by the couple. Workers were forced to toss the recyclables from the apartment's fourth story window to be collected below. When asked why he stored the recyclables instead of cashing it in, the husband said current recycling prices were too low and he was waiting out the market.
Through the green.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel.
Looking Molly now, here she comes. Wearing a wig, hat, and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, but so I'm playing a nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. No, help her say. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger and I like them like that. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You can go to WRJN.com right now and check out You're the Judge. That's our weekly poll question that's brought to you by the lawyer that rides, Hog Lawyers at 888-999-6644. And this week's poll question is, what is your favorite Racine summer event? You can choose from First Fridays, Harbor Fest, Fourth Fest, Hot Harbor Nights, and more. Check it out at WRJN.com.
Today's big deal of the day, Mahoffer's on Main, downtown Racine's newest hotspot for good vibes and good times. Tomorrow night, it's Blues, Brews, and Barbecues, as Chicago blues legend Taranzo Cannon lights up the stage. Bring your friends, dig into mouthwatering barbecue, and enjoy yummy beverages all night long. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery, especially when they introduce a new Kringle creation. This week, O&H's new Dulce de Leche is one Kringle you don't want to miss. A patient process is required to create its filling of very slow caramelized milk and sugar. It's topped with caramel frosting and sweet caramel curls. Enjoy O&H's new Dulce de Leche Kringle this week. It is sensational. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Craving real flavor? Come taste the love at Jaramillo's Home Cooking, Racine's hidden gem for authentic Hispanic cuisine. From their famous quesadilla tacos to Ruben's mouthwatering Spanish rice, every dish is made with passion. Great food with an unforgettable taste. You can find Jaramillo's Home Cooking off North Main at 301 Hamilton Street in Racine. Discover the flavor everyone's talking about. It's a must visit for those seeking an authentic culinary adventure. Open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Like a name.
walk like an ace, now you walk like an ace. She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
Walk like an ace, now you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Walk like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Then, what would you do if you were president for 24 hours? We'll talk about it coming
when
up.
The truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown.
brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown. Just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossanova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The president's executive order ending birthright citizenship is on hold again. Wendy Gillette reports on a ruling by a New Hampshire judge today.
The federal judge certified a class action lawsuit that includes all children affected by the executive order, ruling it violates the Constitution. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
We have a federal judge saying that it would impose irreparable harm because American citizenship is the greatest privilege that exists in the world.
President Trump's order would abolish citizenship for children born in the U.S. to parents in the country illegally or temporarily. The judge allowed a week-long period for appeals. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
A federal judge in Maryland is considering a request by Kilmer Abrego Garcia to send him to Maryland to await his trial on federal human smuggling charges. The proposal aims to prevent the Trump administration from trying to deport him before trial. CBS's Scott McFarlane is covering.
This is a proxy battle on a much bigger issue. How the Trump administration handles deportations, sending people to third-party nations where they're not from, and whether Abrego Garcia breaks that pattern.
In Texas, the search continues to find 170 people still missing from the catastrophic floods. Jonathan Lamb of the Kerrville Police Department.
Response here in Kerr County continues to